Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Communicators, but a lot of women are conversation bullies. You have decided prior to speaking to your man what happened, how it happened, when it happened, where it happened, and who it happened with, long before he's had a chance to even give his side of the story. Now, whenever you come to speak to him and he's trying to talk to you, you continue to cut him off. You continue to interrupt him. And now he's just sitting there going, okay, whatever. And he lets you think whatever you want to think. And he apologizes just to end the argument and end the conversation. And y'all don't get to the bottom of anything. Now, your new thing is, I don't understand why he doesn't speak to me or tell me anything. Because, baby, you don't allow him to. You have now made him feel emotionally unsafe. So why would he come to you and speak to you about anything? Because you are a conversation bully, baby.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, March 4th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today, I'm privileged to have one of my social media friends, right? Jessica Robertson. I know Jessica Robertson for a while, right? And as I was browsing her page, because every so often I go on people's page and just look at their pictures and say, oh, yeah, I see that. I was noticing that she's doing her Bahamas Hope Challenge ride. And I said, I didn't know Jessica's ride bicycle.
Yes, sir.
So I said, let me reach out to Jessica. And I said, but what's the Bahamas Hope Challenge? I know Ride for Hope. And I said, let me reach out to her to find out exactly what is it that she is doing. So I said, Jessica, are you free? So yes, yeah, I could come on. So I said, okay, come on and tell me what you're doing, right? Tell me the story, why you're doing this. And then give me this narrative of this Bahamas Hope Challenge so I can at least get some Bahamians excited about it and help you with your cause. So without further ado, let me introduce my friend, Jessica Robertson.
Thank you so much. It was so exciting to wake up this morning and see your invitation, because that's just such an amazing way to support not only my effort, but this entire organization and this event. So the Bahamas Hope Challenge, it was, many people know it as the Ride for Hope. That's the original name. I think it started in 2006. And it changed to Bahamas Hope Challenge because not only can you ride in this event, but now you can do a walk or you can run as well. So it became a more encompassing name. And so the whole idea of the Bahamas Hope Challenge, it is designed to raise money for cancer treatment and for cancer prevention. And we'll get into that a little bit more. But every dollar raised goes to help Bahamians with cancer treatment or cancer prevention. And so I did it. I think I first did, when it was the Ride for Hope, I did the 100 miles.
Okay, 100 miles.
On a bicycle in Eleuthera. And you don't know how hilly Eleuthera is until you are on a bicycle. Gregorytown, oh my Lord, that hill is something else. But I did it. I did 100 miles and I did it with my dad, Jeff.
Yes.
And my dad used to do the event every year. He was a huge supporter. He'd gotten into cycling about 15 years ago and really enjoyed it. And so he would be out there and... So we did the 100 and raised a good amount of money, and God bless him. He probably would have been finished 2 hours sooner if he hadn't been sticking with me, but we did it and we had a great time. And I didn't do it again. He continued to do it. And then in 2021, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And I remember not long after, and I'm giving you, this is my why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And not long after he'd been diagnosed, I had him at doctor's hospital. This is in the height of the pandemic and everything was crazy. And we're at the doctor's hospital registering for some test he had to have done. And we could hear in one of the other registration bays another family. And the conversation, I don't know the details, but the conversation was all about who else can we call who has a credit card? Mm. Because they needed money to access whatever treatment it was that their loved one who was in the ER needed. And you can hear this, and you don't know the details. I don't know who these people were. So when we were leaving and on the drive home, you know, my dad and I had this conversation about how as awful and as terrifying as our situation was in this moment, we didn't have to worry about that.
You all had insurance.
He had insurance, and he had funds. Mm-hmm. So we knew that we didn't have to worry about how we were going to pay for this. We didn't have to put our energy into that. We didn't have to have cookouts and all of these things. We knew that all of our energy could go into giving him the best care that he could possibly get. Mm. Sadly, he died 6 months later.
Yes.
But we knew that we had done everything because we could. And not many people have that opportunity.
And so this is where Hope Challenge comes
yeah.
in.
Yeah. So the next year, I said, you know what? This is how I can honor my dad. I can get back out on my bike and ride in his honor and raise money. Because the Bahamas Hope Challenge, the two main programs that it supports are the Bahamas, the Treatment Assistance Fund, and it's the first and the only permanent fund of its kind in the Bahamas.
You call it a Treatment Assistance Fund?
It's the Treatment Assistance Fund. Mm-hmm. So Bahamians who've been diagnosed with cancer can apply for funding to help them pay for the treatment they need to fight the fight of their lives.
They can apply to a Bahamas Hope Challenge?
Yeah, so it's done through the Cancer Society.
Okay.
In Nassau or through any of the Cancer Society outlets in the Bahamas, there's an application form that they can go to. They make the application. The Cancer Society handles all of it. And then the money is
diverted
directly to the treatment.
Wow.
Right? And every year, the Bahamas Hope Challenge commits to $120,000 to this fund. The other program, so that's how we help people who already have cancer yes. and are in the fight of their lives, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I'm going to be fighting on Saturday to get up those hills. But it's nothing like what so many people, too many people are fighting. The other amazing program it supports is the Family Island Mammogram Screening Program.
What's that?
So, I keep hitting your microphone. No. Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's like ding. So the Family Island Mammogram Screening Program, there are no mammogram machines. So think about all the Bahamian women who do not have easy, affordable access to mammograms. We know mammograms save lives. Early detection is key, right? The best way to detect it is to get mammograms once you turn 40 every year.
So how does the Bahamas Hope Challenge help with that?
So it provides funding. Again, you can apply through the Cancer Society here in Nassau or any of the Cancer Society outlets in the islands for... And they bring the women to Nassau.
But do they bring people from the Family Islands to Nassau for the mammograms?
For their mammograms, yeah. So over the years, they've invested more than $900,000 into, we call it FIMS, mm-hmm. Family Island Mammogram Screening Program. And more than 3,000 women from Abaco, Andros, Barrie Islands, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Exuma, Grand Bahama, Long Island, and San Salvador have benefited from this program.
Thank you for that.
So not only are we helping people, we're trying to help people prevent getting to the point where they need treatment with early detection. And the beauty and what I love so much about this organization, and this really is a gold standard of a charity, is that every dollar, thanks to some amazing corporate sponsors, every dollar that participants raise goes directly into these programs.
The whole thing? It's not diverted to like for staff and management or anything?
Nope. Sponsors cover that.
Okay.
The corporate world handles the event and what it takes to make this happen. Every dollar that participants raise goes towards these programs.
So let's talk about the participant fundraiser. That's
yes.
so I can understand.
Yep.
Because you have like a funding where people sponsor you.
Yes.
So let me talk from your point of view.
Yeah.
How do I sponsor you? What do
yes.
you mean by sponsoring you?
So when you sign up for the event, so the Bahamas Hope Challenge, you can ride a bike, you can walk, you can run. So on Saturday, March 8th, and it happens in Eleuthera, by the way.
Okay.
So we're also supporting one of our family islands because you've got this influx of people mm-hmm. spending money for the weekend. And so you've got, so you when you register for the event, you pay your registration fee, and that covers all kinds of goodies. I mean, you get your swag bag, you get your T-shirt.
I saw your swag bag. I was jealous. Listen, you have some nice trinkets.
The best bags in the business.
Nice trinkets.
But you also, if you're going down for the weekend, there's a carb-loading dinner on Friday night. That is covered. There is the after the event on Saturday. There's a pig roast and a lunch out on the beach. That's covered. And then there's a brunch on Sunday morning at Buccaneers. That's covered if you are going for the whole weekend. And then there's also rest stops along the route with Gatorade, water, volunteers, amazing, the energy, snacks and everything. And it's all included.
So I ride bicycles, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Say I want to do this next year.
Yes.
What is the price for me to do that?
It is to register.
$85 to register.
For an adult to register. There may be a different price for kids. I'm not quite sure. But it's $85 to register. And throughout the season, once they open up registration, you'll see there are some specials. So you may get it for quite a bit lower if you catch it at the right time. So you do that. And then but you're also committed to raising $500.
So let me pause there so I can understand that. Okay. I register, I pay my $85.
Yes.
And now I'm committed to help with the sponsorship or raising money.
Yes.
And this is just where you come and asking people for funds and donation for your riding.
That's why all of my Facebook friends are like, oh, Lord, here she goes again.
Yeah. So tell me about that. How does that go about? How do you get the money to you or whatever it is?
So some people, there's a website. Mm-hmm. So you can go to BahamasHopeChallenge.com. And you can go to donate to participant team or participant. And up comes a page, and it shows, and you just select participant. And there's the full list of everyone who is registered to participate. You click on that person's name.
You just transfer money.
You do that. You do it through your credit card. And all of a sudden, I get a nice email saying, hey, great news. CA Nuri has just donated to your ride.
So now
and
I need
then
to
I go in. I see.
Send some money.
And then I say, thank you. And that's the thing. We talk about send some money and... You know, I think a lot of people think that it's got to be some grand donation to count. But as I said to you earlier, everybody did $10.
So I only need to send you $10?
Oh, my gosh. $10 would be amazing.
So I go on. What the website is again?
BahamasHopeChallenge.com.
And then I look for your team.
You look for my name.
Your name?
Yeah. And you just select my name. You fill in your details. It will take you, once you put in the amount then and you hit whatever the button is, then it takes you, it's done through Canoe.
Okay.
And you do your transaction through Canoe, and you'll get a receipt.
And how much money are you committed to that you're trying to raise?
I started out with $5,000, was my personal goal. I, thanks to some amazing, amazing people, I'm already beyond that.
What?
And then I have an angel donor who has said, okay, the next $5,000, I'll match.
Whatever
so
you make, they'll match.
I'm trying to get to 15 because I've already got my five. They've got five. If I can get everyone else to do another five, then, yeah.
Nice.
So,
nice.
But every dollar helps. And, $15,000 is amazing. And then you realize, how far is $15,000 going to go to help somebody who needs cancer treatment? It's a drop in the bucket,
I know you have family members or friends who support you with this in terms of Team Jeff. Jeff is your dad.
Live like Jeff.
Live like Jeff.
Yeah.
Right? Explain that team concept. Because I also believe there's corporate teams and everything. What all is option?
So they have different teams. And teams are a way for people just to band together their support. But it also helps. So if someone's saying, oh boy, I don't know if I'm going to make my $500. If you've got someone else on the team who's done $1,000, it all kind of averages out at the end. So it's to help people who may not have the ability for whatever reason to raise the $500. But you've got a lot. So you've got corporate teams. And this year they're doing a lot more and they're going to start doing a lot more with teams to encourage. It's just a fun way to get together.
So
you'll have teams out there.
Corporate
that have
Bahamas
matched.
Can come and join this program and send a team.
Yep. You've got a number of people. You've got Team Atlantis. You've got Sotheby's International Realty, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Brewery, Custom Computers, Fidelity, Seaplane, Safaris, UBS, Trustees, and more are coming. Mm-hmm. Then you've got club and school. So there's three different categories of teams. So corporate, club and school teams. So you've got a Luthra Soccer Club, the Enjoy Cycling Club.
So sporting teams could come and pay their money. And
Lyford Key International School, Windsor School, they send teams.
Okay.
And then you've got family and friend teams. So Live Like Jeff, that's our team. And then you've got Team Johnston, Team Wesco, and Williams Carey crew. So it's just a way for people to kind of band together, and you'll have some teams that'll have matching shirts and and whatever. And it's just, it just builds that camaraderie as well.
So you can make it a family event. Or you can make it a corporate event and say we send in 12 people down.
Yeah, and that's happening. So a lot of people, so here's the other thing. So not everyone can get away for a weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm lucky we're going down Thursday afternoon. We make a weekend out of it. We've got some friends coming who've never been to Eleuthera. So so on Friday, we'll go show them the on a bicycle so that they actually do like it. And but they have a day trip option. So they've always been doing this. So for thanks to, again, some amazing... Ooh, look, a donation just came through.
Look at you. Good.
Look at that. Look at that. It's working. Mm-hmm. So you can do a day trip. So if you can't either... You don't want to spend the money, or you can't. It's too late, and you can't find accommodation, or whatever. So there's a Bahamas Air charter for the event.
Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Now, say I register my $85. Yes. I raise my $500 in donation.
Yes.
Now I want to
go just for the day.
Just for the day.
So for $50 round trip.
Oh, I just need to pay $50.
$50 round trip gets you a seat out from Nassau, from Odyssey in the morning and back that evening. So you're there for the day. You get to do your ride, walk, or run, and then you enjoy the date. They have masseuses there, too.
Oh, I like masseuses.
Oh, that's the best part. Listen, that's what keeps me going at the end of that ride is there are, I think there's 5 masseuses this year.
Okay.
And there's tents, and you just kind of stumble over the tent, and you lie down, and someone works their magic on your exhausted muscles. But, yeah, so you have the day trip, which is an amazing opportunity. So you have a lot of people. They'll pay the $50, but if you fundraise $1,000 or more.
If I double my money.
That is refunded.
Oh, they give back my $50?
They give you $50 back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you get to go on the day. And again, bikes are shipped over. This is a logistical. So yesterday and today, people are bringing their bikes in, tagging them. There's a forms. It's all covered under insurance. And then they have shipping containers that have the bike racks.
Okay.
And so tomorrow morning, those containers will be shipped to Eleuthera.
Okay.
Bike mechanic on the other end who will go through every bike to make sure everything is in working order. Mm-hmm. When you show up Saturday morning, you just go find your bike. Unfortunately, they don't let you take the nicer ones and say, I like that one now. Find your bike and you're ready to go.
Now, what if I live out east and I need to bring my bicycle? Do I need to go way out west to take...
Nope, that's all thought of too. So yesterday we were at Cycles Bahamas in Harbor Bay.
Harbor Bay, okay.
So we did yesterday. Today it's out at Odyssey this afternoon. People can still register, by the way, and there is still room on the day trip flight. So you can go to BahamasChallenge.com, BahamasHopeChallenge.com, and you can still register for the event if you think, you know what, I'd like to go. You could go and walk a 5K. You could run a full marathon. You can ride 5 miles, 10 miles, 100 miles. It's entirely up to you.
I have a texter who's asking for the name. They're asking, isn't this a Ride for Hope?
So it started out as the Ride for Hope, but a few years ago they changed it to the Bahamas Hope Challenge again, mainly because they incorporated walk and run to make it even more inclusive. Not everybody has a bike. Not everybody's comfortable riding a bike. But this way people can come out and walk. And I know somebody who was checking in yesterday, I know them from riding. I was like, where's your bike? She said, oh, no, I'm going to do the 10K this year. Mm-hmm. So she's running a 10K.
Okay.
So you can choose what event, which way you want to do. But yes, Bahamas Hope Challenge, formerly known as the Ride for Hope.
So we're going over the day event. I pay my $50. That's a round trip for the 1 day. Can I do the entire weekend? How do I organize that?
If you want to do the whole weekend, then you're on your own for getting over there. You're on your own for your accommodations. And a lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we booked all of that ages ago. But there are options for, I think, Bahamas Air, Southern Air. They have flights going out Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
I don't know what accommodations are still available.
Let's talk about the route. Eleuthera Hilly. I want to know how long I need to charge my bike in order to...
And you know what? You mentioned you have an e-bike.
I can do it on an e-bike.
It's not a race. So if you want to do it on an e-bike, you can do an e-bike. There are people who have electronic assist bikes and they do it. So the route, the whole event is staged at Coco de Mama Resort, which is just north of the Governor's Harbor.
Okay, I know what Governor's Harbor
is. Or just south of Governor's... Just south of Governor's Harbor. Got music.
Good, yeah.
So I think it's just south of Governor's Harbor. Yeah, of the airport. So it's at Coquitamama, which is a beautiful area, and it's on a beautiful beach. So when you're done, you can go and just sit in the water and contemplate life and what you've just accomplished. But so again, so the cycles. So you can do 10 miles is, you know, what they say is the lowest. So you would go to James Cistern and turn around and come back. If you want to do 20 miles, you go to Rainbow Bay. And they have rest stops at all of these places.
So I can pick and choose. I don't have to overexert myself.
No, and the longest you will go without having a rest stop is 10 miles on the entire route. And at the rest stops, let me tell you, you have amazing volunteers from here and from Eleuthera. They have the rangers in Eleuthera come out, and the kids are out there. They've got cowbells, and you pull into a rest stop.
So there's a whole sharing section.
You pull into a rest stop, and if you don't want to stop, you just have to shout your number out because they're checking to make sure, you know, it's a safety precaution. Sometimes I don't stop. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go out, and I stop on the way back. But if you do stop, there's always someone there to just grab your bike and go rack it somewhere. So you can go if you want to go to the restroom or you just want to go fill your water bottles.
Okay.
And they have Gatorade, and they have water.
So this sounds like
fun. It is such a fun weekend. It really, it's just, and to know that we're doing it for such a good cause, I think makes it even more fun. But it is such a great time. It really and truly is. I encourage you, next year, you got to come out and do it.
I'm excited. I'm talking to Miss Jessica Robertson. She is biking for on this weekend, Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
With the Bahamas Hope Challenge, right? BHC. They changed the name from
Ride for Hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, she needs
We're all still struggling with that.
Yes. And of course, she needs sponsors. Tell me where
Absolutely.
They can go find out where your sponsors
are. Yes. So the whole purpose of this is to raise money for Bahamians who are in the fight of their lives against cancer, or to raise money for Bahamian women who live in the Family Islands and need access to mammograms so that we can prevent cancer. And so we're raising money, and I'm still trying to raise as much as I can. So if you go to BahamasHopeChallenge.com and you click on the link, I think it says donate to participants or sponsor. And then if you click on, donate to participant/team. And you click on that link and it will come up with a form, a donation form. And if you click on the donate to participant, there's a pull-down menu, and you will see everybody who – you can be nosy if you just want to.
Yeah, yeah, so, I like to see who wanted.
But I encourage you to have a look. I mean, I'd love if you come and you donate to my ride, but go and have a look. You may see another friend there, and you
Are you able to call
them.
Up who all doing the family and friends? I might know people.
In my team, I don't know if you would know the folks in my team. Some of them are part-time residents here.
Okay. How many people in your team?
There's six of us, I think.
Okay, six of us.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A small team. It's just friends. And we're doing the Live Like Jeff. But again, you may go through the whole list. You'll see the whole list. There's 200 plus people signed up, registered
really?
For this year. And even last night, more people were registering. Registration is still open. So if you go through and you're like, wait, I didn't know so-and-so was doing, Yeah, Jess is cool, and I like what she was saying, but you know what? That's my boy. That's my girl. Let me donate to their ride. It all goes to the same place, and we're grateful for every dollar that we can raise. It doesn't have to be some huge, grandiose donation. $10, $20.
Yeah, adds up.
It all adds up. It really does, and it makes such a difference. It may not seem like a lot, and I think, but imagine how much that means to the person who is right now trying to figure out how they can pay for the treatment the doctors just told them that they need to save their lives.
I'm going to take a break shortly, but before then, right, I always try to get that personal experience. Everyone in the Bahamas knows one person who dealt with this, the evil sea, right? And of course, you had to deal with taking care of your dad and making sure he's okay. How important is for people to sponsor or to give assistance to ideas and concepts like this, right? And particularly this event.
Yeah. The need is so great. I mean, just think, I don't know if we could find one person who has not been touched in some way very closely by cancer. And like I said, in my case, it was awful. I mean, I lost my dad, but I didn't have to spend 1 minute of those 6 months that from his diagnosis to when we'd lost him, worrying about how we were going to pay for this.
Do you think there's a lot of Bahamians who go through that? Like, I have no clue how I can finance this.
We know there are. And there are some people who we lose because they can't afford it. They can't access the treatment. And that's just not right. You know, if we can all work together and help each other, you know, and cookouts and everything, there's dignity in being able to manage it in your own way. You know, I always think when people have to have cookouts and everything, nobody needs to know your business.
Yes, yes.
You should be able to get treated and handle it in your own way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think cancer is so prevalent in this community. It's crazy. I you know, one of the volunteers who's organizing the event was telling me how she's been speaking to this one lady. She's from Long Island, and she had already applied, and she got, I think she got like 1,500, right? Which is a drop in the, she was so grateful for that.
Yeah, for the 1,500.
I mean, so grateful for that. But now, so she's gone through chemo and everything, but now she's got to have the radiation, and it's like she's facing another $70,000 hurdle.
$70,000?
And has no idea how she's going to fund this. You know, I think until we've been
through it. And the Cancer Society tends to assist with this.
Yeah. Yeah, so they help manage the actual access, you know, the applications and all of that. But I, like I said, I just cannot even imagine, as awful as it was when my dad was diagnosed, I can't imagine the added stress of having to figure out how we were going to pay for it. Or saying, wow, the doctor said you need to do X, and we're going, well, that sounds great, but how are we going to pay for that? Yeah, we can't
just
do
can't
it.
Do it.
We knew that anything we were told we needed to do, we could do it. And I just, you know, I realize how fortunate I am that we were in that position, and that it is, that we're not the norm. And so if we can do this, if I can go and ride 50 miles and every day harass all my friends on Facebook and say, hey, sponsor, 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 A, we're building awareness, but I'm helping somebody else, you know, ease some of that pressure in their fight.
We're going to take a quick commercial break here. Again, we're talking to Jessica Robertson. She's riding this Saturday for Bahamas Hope Challenge. Of course, you can go online and sponsor. Man, just give that $5 to $10. It adds. It's for a good cause. In the Bahamas, we have a number of people who are battling this cancer thing, right? And then there is hope. And hope comes through our Cancer Society here, where can lend a hand by giving donations and say, hey, we have you, right? We're going to be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
You don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install, and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 F's Smart Talk all day.
Penta has a new line, the Sky Series of Porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Penta Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
Heed the call to action against abuse and violence, and for hope and healing. Join Women Walk 2025, Saturday, March 8th at 9 a.m., Clifford Park. Come, walk, pray, wear purple or white, stand up for a strong, healthy community. A free event, Saturday, March 8th at 9 a.m.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, I'm C.A. Nuri, and I am talking to my friend, my Facebook friend, Jessica Robertson, who is doing her ride. I always want a ride for hope.
I'm doing a ride for hope in the Bahamas Hope Challenge.
I like that. Good ride spin. For hope for the Bahamas Hope Challenge, which is happening this Saturday. That's March 8th?
Yes, it
March is. March 8th. Yep. And what time does it start?
It depends on the distance you are doing. So I think they have it in our handy little bike. So the 100 milers, those crazy folks.
Yeah, it's not early.
I think there's at least 24 people are signed up to do 100 miles.
Wow.
Yeah. And they will start at 7:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the, and then it's like staggered every 5 minutes, another wave goes out. And then the marathoners.
The runners?
Yeah. I'm doing 50 miles on a bike, but I couldn't even imagine doing a half marathon or a marathon. But they'll leave at 7:30 right behind the 100-miler cyclists. So up until the staggered start is the plan.
A number of people from Eleuthera participate?
Yeah, we have people from Eleuthera who will participate, and they participate in it. I know from the island school. Usually there's a group. Okay. There's a group come up from that, but then Eleuthera participates as volunteers. This event could not happen without an army of volunteers, both here in Nassau and in Eleuthera on the ground. It is huge.
For people who didn't know this was going on, right, and who is unable to register last minute and raise all that, but they want to see the event. They want to feel the event and be out there. Is there any access for them to come out there?
Yeah, they can come on down to Coco de Mama Resort. Anywhere between Coco de Mama and the Glass Window Bridge along the road, you'll see cyclists and runners and walkers because that's the route. This year, the route is going from Coco de Mama. The final turnaround, which is the 50-mile turnaround, is just beyond the Glass Window Bridge. So it's really neat. You're riding, and you get to ride over the Glass Window Bridge, and it's kind of like, yes, I've got it. And then you realize you got to go back all that way if you're doing 50 miles. But the 100-milers will actually do that loop twice. So everyone's on the same circuit this year. And so anywhere along that, you can go and you can just go hang out at one of the rest stations and join the volunteers there who are cheering people on. I mean, let me tell you, there's nothing like when your legs are just ready to give out and you come up against one of these rest stops and you've got people cheering for you and you got cowbells and everyone's like, okay, yes, I can do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In terms of learning more about Bahamas Hope Challenge, like a website, a social media page, handles, what is that exactly?
It is BahamasHopeChallenge.com is the website, and they are on Facebook, Bahamas Hope Challenge. So there's a lot of information there. There's lots of places that you can get information on the event and on the organization itself. I think next year, I think it's March 14th. They've already got the date for next year, so you can mark that in your calendar and start planning. But people say, oh, I don't know if I could do... You don't have to do 50 miles. You could do 5 miles on a bike if that's what you can do.
When I ride and I get tired and I say, man, I finish.
Yeah.
And I go, I want to just go and eat the food now and the snacks.
And that is perfectly fine, so long as you've raised your $500.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
what you can do. And, I mean, when the year that I did the 100 miles, probably about 12 years ago maybe it was really, really windy. It always seems to be really windy in Eleuthera that weekend. Mm-hmm. So you may have a tailwind going out, but boy, when that headwind hits you. Mm-hmm. And we kind of got to one of the stops, and the word was coming back from the lead pack about how bad it was further north. But I had raised money based on me doing 100 miles. So I couldn't. So a lot of people were turning around at 75 saying they would just, to heck with this. And I was like, no. I told people I was going to do 100 miles. I'm doing 100 miles. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. 8 hours on a bike. Oh.
So who are the organizers of this event?
It was started by Susan and Stephen Holowesko.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know them.
Yeah. They started this back in 2006, and the Holowesko family is still very much
involved
in running it. I mean, what they put into this is amazing. Mm. And again, just all the volunteers, the logistics on this are huge. It's all happening on another island.
Yeah, I can't picture trying to, you live in Nassau and you're trying to organize an event on a family island with all the challenges there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then get the volunteers to mobilize all of that. So that's take a lot of effort.
It is a volunteer. I didn't do the event last year, but I volunteered just with the packet pickup and drop.
So is it possible for me to volunteer? So, well, I can't do this race, but I want to give back my way. Can I, even if it's just Nassau, or even if it's any Lutheran, can I call and say, what can I do?
Yep, absolutely. Let me see what the phone number is. I don't know what the phone number is. It might be on the website.
Give me the website again.
It's BahamasHopeChallenge.com. Mm-hmm.
So I just check that out, and then I can say, hey, where can you fit me in?
Yeah, because
this
how
is
can
something I
help?
I want. What if I have like my 5-year-old who definitely isn't going to be riding a bike, but they want to bring, you know, when you want to put all that gear on?
Yeah.
And you say, well, you stay with me, but you gear it up.
Well, any kids can do it, and their fundraiser, I think they have to raise 250, so they have a lower threshold than adults.
So I could do a Key Club or Kiwanis or Rotary type thing?
Yeah, so kids can go up, but anyone 15 or younger must be accompanied on the route the whole way.
Okay.
Whether they're riding, walking, or running by an adult. So you have to have an adult with them. So you do have some kids go out and they'll do the 5K or walk or anything. Yeah. As for whether you can go out and there's no babysitting at the site, you know, and so unless you have somebody, an adult you can leave the kid with while you go out. And you do have that. A lot of people will come down and they're doing the event, but they bring their family with them and the family hangs out at the staging area. And, you know, there's DJ Furs is coming down, so he'll be playing music all day. It's just a big, I mean, the energy, it's hard to really capture that if you haven't been, but it's just such a great event. And I think it's such a great event because we all know why we're doing this.
How do you feel like afterwards? Like you finally come back around, you did your 100K, and you say, I reached. Like, what happens then?
You know, well, you go and you rack your bike.
No, I collapse.
Or someone takes your bike. You know, there's always someone there. So there's people cheering you as you're coming down to the end as well. And they're calling out the names. And, you know, it's a sense of accomplishment. And, you know, someone will grab your bike and they go rack it. And you just kind of stumble. You find they have an area you can leave all your stuff. Okay. You go grab your bag. And usually my first stop is to put my name on the list for a massage.
Okay, good.
But, you know, I take clothes so I can go and change into something. You know, I don't want to be in bike gear all day.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then you just kind of go and they have food there and drinks and beautiful ocean in Eleuthera. And you just, now it's time to relax. And sometimes you just go down to the finish line because you're cheering on friends who haven't come in yet. And, you know, it's just everyone's out there supporting each other.
There's a number of people who are reaching out via text who knows you. And I said you know everybody, right?
Yeah.
This is a lady, Miss Thompson, who said she worked with your dad.
Oh, wow.
She's a former employee, so she wanted to extend her regards to you.
Oh, thank you.
And there are a number of people who said, oh, is that a lady from the news reporter? So few people know that you were a news reporter some time ago.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're popular. And more people are asking, give me the website, give out the website again so they can sponsor you again.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, so I give you a chance to do that again so those who are listening can write it down now and give them instructions as to how they can drop their $10, their $20, their $50, right?
Yep, it is BahamasHopeChallenge.com. And again, you just click on that homepage. There's two spots. One's to donate to the organization, but then the next one is donate to a participant or a team. Click on that. It'll pull up the donation form. And then if you pick individual and say select participant, and there's the drop-down list, just search for my name, Jessica Robertson. Or as you're going through, if you see one of your friends is in there and you're like, wow, I didn't know they were doing it, sponsor them.
Yes.
Money's all going to the same place.
Yes.
I won't be offended.
I'm kind of excited about the possibility of clubs and corporate, right? And getting sponsored and say, we all going down to do this one day thing as a group. Yeah. Do you all give it? Oh, you give it a swag bag. Tell me about the swag bag. Ooh, what all did you get in your swag bag?
So this year's bag is a lovely dry bag, which is really handy. It's got the Bahamas Hope Challenge on it, the logo, which is a really cool logo, but I love their logo. Mm-hmm. So it's a dry bag, so it's great for if you're going out in the
boat.
What's
inside it?
I want to know what's inside.
I want all the goodies. You need to tell me what you get. Because you were bragging on Facebook. So I need to see.
Shirt, and I opted to upgrade to the long sleeve shirt.
Okay, you have options.
And then you get a guide. You're probably bored with this one, but this is the Eleuthera Visitor's Guide. So if you're coming down for the weekend, it shows you all the things you can do.
I would get lost in Eleuthera if it wasn't that for that one road.
There's only one road.
Yeah. I would get lost either.
Then we've got, we have corporate sponsors who give goodies. So we've got some Voortman. I got the fudge brownie chocolate chip cookies. I think someone else got oatmeal raisin.
Nice.
It's a whole packet, too. Mm-hmm. It's huge. We've got some Lucozade. This is the Apple Blast. What else do we got in here? Sunblock.
Nice.
Very necessary for folks like me.
I was going to say for folks like you. Yeah. Okay.
Because that sun is brutal out there. This wasn't in my video because this got added afterwards, but we got a nice water bottle from Sotheby's Bahamas.
Nice.
What else do I have?
I love how corporate Bahamas fill the goodie bags and put this out. Make sure they get these things. So that's always good.
We got fruit shortcake cookies. I got a pen from GSO, Glendon Sweeting O'Brien. I've got a pack of go-aheads.
Nice.
McVitie's go-aheads. Those are so yummy. I'll probably take one of the little packets and stick it in my back pocket of my bike jersey so I have a snack on the road if I need. And my absolute favorite part is my beer koozie. After I finish 50 miles,
any eggs inside there? Because there's no eggs trending. No. If they need a pack of eggs inside, I'm going to have a register.
No eggs this time. No eggs this time. But, you know, and yesterday we were packing, so even the volunteers there's a different bag for volunteers, get goodies.
Okay.
And then, like I said, at the thanks to all these sponsors, when you pull into one of the rest stops, and every 10 miles there is a rest stop, but when you pull in, there are snacks, there are huge things of Gatorade. So, you know, every participant is required to have a water bottle on their bike or if you're running or walking because there is 10 miles in between. So, you know, just to make sure everyone stays hydrated so you can fill up throughout the ride.
Describe your bike.
My bike.
Because, you know, my bike is a big e-bike. I just press gas and it moves.
Listen. But
your bike is like...
Listen, when I'm hitting those hills, I'm going to be very jealous of your bike. I have it's a road bike. A lot of people who do the ride are people who have road bikes, so they have the thin tires and the slightly curved handlebars. Mine is a hybrid, so it's aluminum and carbon fiber. I don't have one of the fancy bikes.
Okay.
Does
it tell you how far you went, like speed monitor?
I do have a little Garmin.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it on your phone as well. Now there's apps that you can have mounted on your phone to tell you how. I like having a little Garmin because it tells me the speed I'm going. Because sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm doing well. And then I look down, I'm like, you know what? You really need to start actually
pushing
it a little harder.
Yeah.
It tells you how long you've been going. You know, you have different things. And that for me, that actually motivates me to ride a little harder to see the speed I'm going. Except for when I'm going up the hills. And I tell you what, the dreaded Gregory Town Hill.
Oh, gosh.
Next time you go to Eleuthera, you're going to be driving along and you're going to, that's what Jessica was talking
about.
Yeah,
that hill there.
That hill. Mm-hmm. I've yet to make it up that particular hill on my bike. I usually figure that's about the halfway back and it's a good spot to walk and stretch my legs a bit. It's not easy.
I just want to remind people that this show is being sponsored by CONCACAF, Beat Soccer. This is CONCACAF 2025 Championship at Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium in Nassau. It's going to have a big soccer match from March 11th to 16th, March 16th. So watch the Junkanoo Boys, which is us, right, take on top teams like Panama and United States. It's free to attend. I like free things. It's free to attend. So just come out and support the team. And, of course, there's also food and snacks are there, and you can make it a family event. So go out there. Again, that's going to be on March 11th, which is next week, through March 16th of next week, and that's 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship at Malcolm Park Beach Soccer. We're talking to Miss Jessica Robertson, who's doing her Ride for Hope at the Bahamas Hope Challenge. They get
yes,
it now.
We got it. We got
it now. Right? And it's of her dad, remembering her dad who died from cancer.
Yeah.
Would you willing to say what cancer he died from?
It was brain tumor. Brain cancer. Yeah.
Okay. And
he was the healthiest, fittest.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. He's the one who'd go out and do half Ironmans.
Yeah.
I'm too old for this. And he'd go do a half Ironman. I'm like, you're killing me, man. But he was so fit. And, you know, he was a part of the Enjoy Cycling Club. And he'd go out and he'd ride every weekend. And, you know, he'd support this particular event. He'd do it.
And he saw that this event is important.
Absolutely. And that was before.
Before he even knew that he had cancer or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to do this this event because it's a good cause. I need to help these people with cancer, especially less fortunate Bahamians who need extra money and extra support. He said,
absolutely.
Man, I'm going to drive and get this money and make sure they have access to funds.
Yeah, absolutely. So after,
and now you were committed.
Yeah. After we lost him to cancer, I said, you know what? This is a way that I can honor him. You know, and it became just very important to me to do that. And one year, because I had raised quite a bit of money, I got to go out at the start. And that year, the 100 milers went right at the end of the road. They go right into Governors and do a loop there before joining the main route.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they've changed the route. And so because I got to go out with 100 milers, I went out. They all went right. I was doing 50. So I went left. And it was about half an hour easily before anybody caught up to me from behind, because they had a slight, not because I was going that fast, they had a delay behind us. And and someone said, God, you must have been so bored. I said, you know what? I was having conversations with Dad the whole way. It was nice to have that. It's a moment to really focus on him. And it's something, I think he'd be so proud that we're still doing this and supporting this.
Let me ask you another question. What if I don't have like a professional bike or those competitive bikes? Right? And they just have a regular BMX type thing. Can I come on that?
You sure can. There are people who do it. One year, I remember, the year that Dad and I did 100 miles, I remember there was, I think it was a young woman who was down at the island school.
Okay.
Down Cave of Luther, and they had brought a team up. And, you know, she's in a tank top and just regular shorts. We're in our whole, bike shorts.
Your bike
and
shorts
gear and everything.
Right, yeah.
And she's just on this little iron donkey thing.
Yeah.
Couldn't catch her for nothing. She's in flip-flops even.
And she's zooming.
Like,
to be young again.
Yeah, but you can ride whatever bike. And again, you don't have to be a cyclist to participate now.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a 5K, walk or run. You can do a 10K. You can do a half marathon, a marathon. It is entirely up to you. You do, and if you can't even do those distances, you do what you can. You turn around, you come back, and you have participated.
Yes.
It's you do what you can do. We have cancer survivors. It's not just people like me who are doing it in honor of somebody, but we have cancer survivors who are coming out and participating as well.
Anyone out there telling their story?
I don't know of any, but I can certainly find out. That's one of the things we want to do. I think we need to do more to get the stories out there. That's what gets people.
Those survivor stories are important. It
allows
me to say, I feel you.
Yeah.
I want to participate and celebrate you for what you're doing. So I want to hear those survivor stories.
Yeah.
And then I can bond and say, okay, I'm in this with you together. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go and do this. Right?
Absolutely.
We're in the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're in the last minute. I want to thank you again, Jessica,
for
coming on and for telling your story, volunteering your story, being open. Right? And I appreciate your dedication and in terms of your memory of your dad. I want you to be able to give a shout out to your team members. I'm not sure if they wanted their name shout out, but let them know that you'll be celebrating them too. So
Team Live Like Jeff.
Yeah. Yes.
Team Live Like Jeff. I don't know if they're out there listening, but they're amazing, and they've hopped on board and supported. And just, you know, again, to all the people who make this amazing event happen.
Do you have a list of your corporate sponsors there?
I
didn't ask permission from Dwight,
that's all corporate sponsors.
But just read all of that one time.
Oh, my goodness.
See, cancer is a serious thing, and anyone who is contributing to this thing needs to be recognized.
And
I want to thank them.
What makes it amazing is because of these corporate sponsors, all the money that the participants raise as part of their fundraising goes directly into the program. So you're not you're not donating $100. And that goes into this event. That goes to the programs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all possible because of these companies. So I'm going to read them all. So we've got the presenting partners on this list, RBC Capital Markets, Bahamas Charitable Giving Foundation, Holowesco Pyfrom Fletcher, Holowesco Pirate Republic Brewing Company, Atlantis, Sotheby's International Realty, Bahamas Waste, Bahamia Rental, Coco de Mama Resort, which is where it all happens, GSO, H.G. Christie, Moscow Group, Odyssey Aviation, Sun Oil Limited, and Super Value. Those are the presenting partners, the platinum partners. And then we have the corporate partners, include Albany, Aquapure, Asa H. Pritchard, Atkinson & Co., Bahamas Air, Bahamas Ferries, Bahamas First, NUA Insurance, Bahamas Wholesale Agencies, Bristol Group of Companies, Capital Union Bank, Caribbean Bottling Company, Commonwealth Brewery Limited, Cotees. And that's really neat. I found out yesterday he is a Greg, I don't know his last name, but he is a company in Eleuthera, and they get him to print all of the shirts. So again, supporting Eleuthera. Cycles Unlimited, who are an amazing participant in this, Dash to Solutions, Dunkin' Donuts, Ernst & Young Bahamas, Explorer Mobile, Fidelity Group of Companies, Graham Thompson, J.S. Johnson, Kelly's Lumberyard, KFC, Lutra Pure, Lifer Key Club, Moore Bahamas Foundation, Panama Jack, Purity Bakery, Ports International, Subway, Superwash, Cisco Bahamas, the Dalbinus Agency, Thompson Trading, Tropical Storage, Tropics Air Limited, and White Crown Aviation.
I want to thank them
Isn't
all.
Isn't that amazing?
I want to thank them all for coming forward and assisting with this project. It's a needed project. Yeah. There are a number of families who find it challenging to come up with funds, especially in this trying time. And the idea that these corporate sponsors are coming forward to say, we're willing to help.
Yes.
We're willing to help.
Yes.
And also, too, for you bike riders, too.
Bike riders, runners, walkers, and the volunteers.
And the volunteers.
Listen, if you do any events like this, you realize just how critical every volunteer is.
Good. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.